Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, I talked to two or three people this morning who were just telling me that, man, they read the exact same scriptures that I read and they don't get out of it what I'm getting. And they just are amazed. And once I say it, they say, well, it was there. They see it, but they just didn't see it. You know, legalism blinds you. It makes you non-responsive, non-perceptive to the things of God. Trying to relate to God by that attitude will kill you. And you know what I'm saying is super simple, but it's hard to get people out of legalism and into grace because the old covenant law is legalism. The old covenant law is God dealing with you based on your performance. And most people don't understand that the new covenant replaced the old covenant and that they are not compatible, and they're trying to mix these things together, and they'll go back to Old Testament examples and try and use that of how they're supposed to relate to God, and it is a totally different thing. They do not contradict each other. The old covenant pointed to the new covenant and prophesied the end of itself and said there was coming a Savior. And yet most Christians do not understand the difference that Jesus made and how it opened up a new and living way unto God. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 10, I believe it's verse 23, a new and living way unto God. We have to have our hearts purged from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with clean water. Man, I've said a mouthful today. And I'm not sure that everybody in here got it because it's simple, but it is so contrary. And legalism and performance-based stuff is so ground into us that most people don't even recognize it. You know, we could spend the rest of this entire thing, I'm going to minister on other stuff, but we could spend the rest of it just making application of this and showing you where we have this legalistic mentality and how that we have tied God's love and blessings to our performance. And any place that that is true, you just negate the power. You have denied the power. And that's not good. Man, the power, the gospel, the grace of God is the power of God unto salvation. And if you don't have a great revelation, a good revelation of the grace of God, then I guarantee you, you haven't even gotten off first base. We're still babes. Let me use one last scripture and quit with this out of Hebrews chapter 5. In Hebrews chapter 5, it says, talking about that we need to go on unto perfection. Let's go on. He says, I want to talk to you about the high priesthood of Melchizedek, and yet you can't understand that because you're hard-hearted. You can't perceive these things. And he said in Hebrews 5:13, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Remember in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, that therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith unto faith. And it says, he that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. They haven't understood righteousness. They haven't got the revelation. It hasn't been revealed to them because they haven't got the gospel. The gospel is what reveals the righteousness of God. If you haven't gotten the gospel, the grace of God, if you don't understand being in right standing with God, not based on your performance, but based on what a Savior did for you, then you are a babe. You're using milk. There's no way that you can function at an adult level. You're going to have somebody else feed you and burp you and change your diaper the rest of your life. You'll never be able to get anything from God on your own. You're going to be dependent upon somebody else doing everything for you. It's right where most Christians are. Because they don't have a revelation of the grace of God that gives a revelation of right standing with God that enables you to start using strong meat. You're still on pablum. And again, I'm preaching to the choir. You're the people that have heard enough of the grace of God that you came out on a Friday morning. And so maybe you've started growing and doing things, but I'm telling you, as a whole, we are way behind the curve. All of us are just barely struggling. And people wonder about, why aren't I healed yet? You know what? As far from being where God wants us to be as we are, for being so far behind and living under such legalism and some of the wild, stupid, crazy things that are being done. Jamie was flipping through the channels yesterday and we saw a guy, I won't tell you who it was, but some of the things he was preaching on Christian television and saying and the things he was doing. You just wonder about, how do we receive anything? How do we ever get anybody healed? How do we ever see any miracles happen with as far from being what God wants us to be as what we are? Preaching legalism and condemnation and wrath and not understanding the gospel. The gospel is the power of God. Without it, there isn't power. That's where most of us stand today, is because of not understanding the grace of God. That's the power of God. And so you can have a form of godliness. You can go to church. You can be living a holy life. You can be straight as a gun barrel and twice as empty. You could live such a holy life that you don't dip or cuss or chew or go with those that do. But if you are trusting in that goodness, then you're denying the power of the gospel. You could have a form of godliness. You could be religious and yet have no power operating in you because you are under law and legalism and not understanding the grace and the goodness of God. And that's where most people are. Boy, we need to start understanding the power of the gospel. The gospel is the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. We need a gospel revolution. You know, I believe that God raised Jamie and me up to bring the gospel to this nation. And I know that there are preachers who are preaching the gospel, but there's not enough of them. And the vast majority of people, and there's some people that I love that preach good things, and they teach you moral issues, and they teach you how to treat your wife right and how to raise your kids, and there's good things that are being said, but none of those things are the power of the gospel. It's the gospel, the grace of God, the good news that it's not based on our performance, and there's not very many people preaching that. We need a gospel revolution in this nation. And I tell you, if people were living in the power of the gospel, the scripture says in Acts chapter, I forget, 2 or 3, it says great grace was upon them and miracles were wrought by their hands. Once you understand the grace of God and quit trying to be holy enough to earn the favor of God, you'll see a supernatural outpouring of the power of God. Miracles will take place. Because all Satan ever had to beat you up over and condemn you over was your sinfulness. And if you understand that, man, God has wiped your sin away and it's all by grace, and all you got to do is receive these things based on the goodness of God, not your performance, you'll start seeing the power of God flow through you in a supernatural way. You'll see greater miracles than we've ever seen. If the body of Christ was seeing the miracles happen the way that Jesus did, I guarantee you they'd be cutting holes in the roof to let the sick into our meetings. Amen. We need to start walking in greater grace and we'll see greater manifestation of His power. That is the power of God. Amen. And I believe that we're getting there. We hadn't arrived, but at least we've left. Amen. And many of you are living in churches. I've talked to a number of people this week already that you're in dead churches. A friend of mine, Dave Duell, says that he was in a church service where a guy died and they called 911 and they came and took out half the congregation before they found the dead person. That's a dead church. And some of you are in churches just like that. If somebody raises their hand, the usher will say it's down in the hall on the left, first door on the left or whatever. And it's dead. And you know what? We need to change that. And the way it starts is, instead of going in and trying to change your church, if you aren't the pastor, you aren't going to change your church. If you are the pastor, it's going to take a miracle of God to change the church, because people resist change. But if you aren't the pastor, you aren't going to change that church. I can guarantee you that. Some of you are staying in there trying to be Secret Service agents behind the scenes, below the radar, trying to reach people. All you're doing is sowing discord and strife. You need to find some place that you can get in and agree with the vision and participate and get into unity. Amen. Paul separated the disciples and put them in a place to where they could function. Anyway, that's another teaching. But praise God, we need to get going. We are so far behind the curve, we hadn't got time to be sneaking up on anybody. We just need to go to telling people the truth, get out there, pull out all of the stops, go to preaching the gospel, living the gospel, telling people that God's a good God, telling them about the grace of God, the nearly too good to be true news. And if you go to preaching that, I guarantee you, you'll get a lot of criticism. You'll get kicked out of churches. You'll get people that don't understand, but you'll also start seeing people respond. Good things will happen. The gospel is the power of God. Jesus saw the multitudes flock unto him because he was going into prostitutes and publicans and showing the love of God and not condemning them and telling them about the grace of God and just extending right standing with God to people who the church had rejected. You know what? We've got a religious system today that I think makes the Pharisees look pretty good compared to us. We have a religious, pharisaical religious system today, and I guarantee you the people are turning away from religion, not from God. If you go to preaching the true gospel and telling people about the goodness of God, it'll draw people to God. You could win your neighbors, your friends, if you go to tell them about the goodness of God. It's the power of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we love you and we are thankful for the Word of God. And I pray that you use these things today to help people to understand.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come to one of our Gospel Truth Seminars that we hold around the country. You know these programs, I know many of you get blessed by it, and man, the Word of God is blessing your life. Just think what it would be like to sit under this for an hour or two every night, 5 times over 3 days. That's what a Gospel Truth Seminar is like. And I had just had a guy recently say that as much as he enjoyed me on television, he says, man, the meeting was 10 times better. I encourage you to come. These are really powerful times with the Lord. It would make a difference in your life. So I encourage you to please take advantage of these Gospel Truth Seminars.